702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
So that crucial question, are we going to go down to alert level one lockdown this week? Our numbers are down. We're officially over the third wave. We are heading into, or we're very much actually in election season at the moment. So is that the reason why we'll be going down to level one? And then should we be preparing for a fourth wave, which is expected to come at the end of the year? At the weekend, the Centre for Science and Industrial Research warned that the country could face the fourth wave towards the end of the year. It says vigilance is required as political parties embark on campaigns ahead of the 1st of November local government election. Mass gatherings could become coronavirus super spreader events. A party which I'm sure you saw holding an election manifesto launch at the weekend with 15,000 people present. Your thoughts on that and whether or not that could have been a super spreader event. So let's speak now to Professor Mosa Moshabele, who is the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Professor Moshabele, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So do you think that we should be preparing for a fourth wave at this stage? And do you think we're going to go down to alert level one lockdown?
Good day, Mandy, and to listeners. Indeed, I think that we expect that by end of the week, we should move to alert level one, given the fact that when the president put the country on alert level two, he did indicate that this will be reviewed after 2 weeks. And it makes sense because all indications from an epidemiological point of view suggest that we can actually lower restrictions. The principle was always that we should not have more restrictions than necessary. And if we go by that principle, then we should expect that through the course of this week, there should be discussions to try and take the country back to level one. And I think from the scientific community, this would be mostly supported. In terms of the fourth wave, Mandy, I do think that there is consensus also that we can expect at some point that we'll get a fourth wave. We don't know exactly when. The estimate is in about three months or so to around December, maybe January. It could be earlier. We don't know, depending on vaccination, depending on variants that we might be exposed to. So we should actually, it's reasonable to prepare for a fourth wave. It's the responsible thing to do, in as much as all of us are tired of these waves and we don't want to talk about it, it's the right thing to do.
So you would have heard in that voice note a couple of minutes ago, the suggestion that we will move to alert level one could be driven or motivated by political motives because of election season and campaigning. I think it's important that you're pointing out that epidemiologically, you can correct me there on that word, please, that scientists are saying that it's fine to go down to lockdown level one here.
No, it's very important. I think from my end, we're not really interested in the political dynamics except the way that they affect the spread of infections. And if the patterns of disease did not allow for us to move to alert level one, I mean, we would restrict that. We would discourage it. But I do think that anyone who's looking at the situation can actually see that there's no reason for us to stay in alert level two. Anyone who's going to suggest that this is because of political reason, that's opportunistic.
And then in terms of preparing for a potential fourth wave, how much of this has to do with vaccinating and what pace should we be going at here to ensure that we hit the target of enough people vaccinated before that fourth wave?
Yeah, the principle is to get people vaccinated before we get to the fourth wave, because it takes a little bit of time for people to build up immunity and to be protected once they're exposed to a surge of infections. And from the third wave, we know that it's not ideal for infections, for vaccination to be ramped up in the middle of a wave or a surge of infections. That creates a lot of chaos and confusion, and it puts pressure on the health system. Right now, the health system is free to actually ramp up vaccination, so it should happen. The principle, I think, in my view, is to try and make sure that we keep our numbers consistently above 200,000, because it doesn't look like we would be able to keep the numbers at 300,000 as it was suggested. Mm-hmm. But if we keep above 200,000, it means that every week we are adding another million vaccinations, and that can actually bring us much closer to about 50% of adult vaccinations.
Prof, thank you so much. As always, Professor Mosa Moshabela, the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, speaking to us there about the possibility of going down to alert level one. And one of the industries I imagine that would really welcome this is the tourism industry. Today is World Tourism Day, and we know the tourism sector has been hardest hit by the COVID pandemic, and the extensive job losses still being counted. Chifiwa Chivengwa is the CEO at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, joining me now. Chifiwa, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. I'm sure you are doing some introspection today on World Tourism Day about just how damaged your industry has been, and you would welcome a lowering of regulations.
Well, good afternoon, Mandy, to you and your listeners. Of course, we will welcome the relaxation of regulations. I think that going down a level lower, where it's going to affect curfew, it's going to affect alcohol sales, it's going to increase activities within the hospitality sector, it's going to increase within the hotels, and of course, overall tourism, there will be an increase in activities which bode well in terms of ensuring that we get on the path of recovery and on the faster pace. So we will definitely, welcome that. It is indeed World Tourism Day, and the theme is, inclusive growth. And inclusive growth comes with growth first. Then you can then get to inclusivity and many other things that needs to come in. But we need growth, we need recovery, and we do hope that growth, should be coming in. And then we need to make sure that, that growth is inclusive of everyone. Mm-hmm. Within the country.
Are you starting to see some signs of recovery and growth? We know that the UK, and the fact that we are still on their red list, which is just incomprehensible. Today, our scientists are meeting with the British scientists to educate them about what's really going on. But are you seeing some growth generally now from overseas in terms of our tourism market here?
Well, there are some good signs of that we're starting to see from various markets. If you look at the German market, you look in the US, Canada, the Netherlands, and a few others, we're starting to see some inquiries, that includes group travel. And of course, those that are traveling are already vaccinated, and we still require them to carry the PCR test. And one of the things we've been advocating for is to say those that are vaccinated should not be required to carry the PCR test so that we can get even more people coming to South Africa. So we're seeing some green shoots, but we need to protect the green shoots, and we need to do so by way of ensuring that any level that we move into does not, come with regulation that will hinder the travel of the international inbound travelers as well as domestic travelers. Because right now we need to, the domestic travel is the base. We need the international travel to form that, to form on that base to make sure that we have enough to sustain the value chain of tourism. So we're seeing some green shoots. It's encouraging. I'm getting a lot of calls from people saying there are people who are inquiring from international markets. Of course, domestic travel is key, and we've seen this over the past weekend.
Well, that's encouraging. Thank you. Chifiwa Chivengwa, the CEO of Tourism Business Council of South Africa, seeing some green shoots. Now we just need to get off that UK red list. Hopefully, Professor Glenda Gray and other scientists who are meeting with British scientists today to educate them about the fact that we have Delta and not Beta in South Africa, hopefully that will help.